Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, everybody. How we doing? Welcome to Weirdsville. I'm one of your hosts, Barry Johnson. With me, as always, my friend, Adam Beebe. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Thank you, everybody, for turning into the What's Your Weird Story podcast. Today's guest is Aaron Brookshire. He is the little brother of Josh Brookshire, who was on one of our earlier episodes. You remember Josh?
Yes.
And Josh had
great stories.
Josh had great stories. And he had, you know, the Pazuzu story. Well, Aaron has he has a tiny bit to add to that story of his own, but he also has some really fascinating, crazy kind of almost folklorish stories that he's accumulated from his friends when he lived in Greenville, North Carolina, about this this character that I'd never heard of, and I lived there for several years, but this Tricky Sam character.
Yeah. And this is fits into the weird guy in town section of Weirdsville.
Yep.
Which this area of Weirdsville seems to be attracting more and more of these stories of these people.
It's true because
Yeah,
I've got a little bit. I have my, you know, I lived in Greenville for a long time, and Greenville, North Carolina has a lot of weird people anyway. I include myself, were attracted there, but it's a college town, but it's been there forever, and I never heard of Tricky Sam, but I do have stories that I'm sharing after Aaron about one of the weird guys, one of the local flavors of Gus. So stay tuned for those.
Yeah, that's right. That's great. Yeah. So let's get it over to Aaron, and let's get him. I know he's chomping at the bit.
Oh yeah. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us, guys. All right. So, can you guys hear me good and everything?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your weird story?
All right, cool deal. I wanted to come on and tell this story about this guy named Tricky Sam. He's a urban myth legend type character, a real spooky dude from Greenville, North Carolina, that area.
Okay.
And it seems like everywhere we go down there, someone has, when we're playing shows, or I've been hearing these stories since I was really young, since I was a teenager, and it seems that everybody has a weird story, and this is kind of my go-to spooky campfire story.
Cool.
And so basically, the broad part of the legend about this guy, he's this old black guy, and he just rides around Greenville on this blue, like horn-rimmed looking English bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a basket on the front with like the weird, like circular handlebars. You know what I'm talking about? Like a racing bike kind of.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Real thin wheeled ones. And, he's got like these weird, really deep, creepy yellow eyes. And, they say that I've never seen him before, but people that I know say that he rides around this, on this bike with a shoebox in the basket, and there's a dead cat inside the shoebox. And this all kind of is a part of his story.
Right.
And they say that he, so down there, like there's a lot of weird, spooky stories about like root doctors and stuff like that. Like weird old, like witches and stuff down there on the East Coast, of North Carolina, where
medicine
we're from,
men,
in the swamps.
Medicine men type deal.
Yeah. Like weird stuff like that. Okay. And, they say that this root doctor guy told him that when he was a young kid, when he was probably like a teenager or something like that, that if he had the power to kill a cat, that he could conjure the devil. And so they say that he killed a cat and took it to the beach. And this sounds kind of silly until I kind of get into these weird local stories about him.
Okay.
But they say that he threw a cat into the ocean and the devil appeared. Some guy appears and tells him, if you can go out there and get the cat from the water, I'll give you the power to do whatever you want. And they say that he swam out in the water, retrieved the cat. But when he got a hold of the cat, he had the ability to walk on water, and he walked back. Ooh. And his power that he wanted was the power to be tricky. So this guy, it sounds silly, but this guy has all of these really kind of like terrifying stories that go along with the legend.
Mm-hmm.
And people say that this guy, you know, he'll harass young girls and tell them that their panties are going to fall down before they get to the door that they're at. And they'll go to walk up to a door and their pants will fall down. A friend of mine, I'm not going to say her name, but she claims long time ago when she was in college that they were riding around the campus area where the campus store is and stuff there in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And right next to the college, and Tricky Sam appeared and made a bet with him and said, I bet you $20 I can guess what kind of panties you're wearing. And they all looked at each other like, this is okay. This dude's really creepy. We're trying to get out of here. They're all riding scooters and bikes and skateboards around, just friends, mm-hmm. you know, hanging out, yeah. getting messed up and stuff. And they're trying to get out of there. And she's like, dude, leave us alone. Like, you're a fucking creep or whatever. And out of nowhere, this dude's like, you know, you got this floral pattern with this color or whatever. And then he reaches into his pocket and pulls out the girl's underwear and hands them to Whoa. Her. Tries to hand them to her.
What?
And they all just scream and like run off and like just leave him there with Man. The panties in his hand.
Whoa.
So he pulls out the girl's panties. Now, I can attest, I've not heard of this guy before, but that doesn't mean he doesn't exist, because I can tell you that there are a lot of just unusual characters that are there in Greenville, North Carolina, and that yeah, are in that man. Downtown area near...
some weird near, ones.
Yeah, because like there was this guy, Gus, who was there forever, and every one of them has... a story. Everybody's got a backstory about yeah. them, and I'll have to go into Gus afterwards. Barry, you'll have to remind me to tell you some Gus stories.
Okay.
But he was a, you know, he was a character there downtown, and so I know more about him. But yeah, I've never, I don't know Tricky Sam, but this, it seems like this is the kind of
man, they say legendary this guy's real character. Real tricky.
Yeah,
they say they also say that he'd go into the stores and stuff like that and trick the cashiers and stuff, give them money or what appeared to be real money. And then later after he walked out the door, they'd open it and a whole bunch of confetti would just pop out.
Wow.
Like, yeah, a bunch of paper, just like stuff that all the money'd be gone. Like, there was this guy who worked at the campus store next to the college there. And, he said that one night Sam came in there and was just getting, you know, a pack of cigarettes and like a 40 or something like that. He's like this old drunk guy, you know, like they say he's been like arrested several times for like public intoxication. And then he'd disappear from the jail and the cops couldn't keep up with him. But anyways, I'm trailing off. This guy going in to buy whatever. And Sam's talking to him, talking to the cashier. And he's like, hey, man, are you missing anything? And he's like, no, I don't think so. Why? What's up? And Sam pulls out his watch and hands it to him while they're making the transaction. Somehow he did some tricky shit. And
wow.
Took now, the dude's watch, man.
Now, there are people who are con men, confidence people who are slick like this, who can do that kind of stuff. And, you know, just because they've been on the street and they do that stuff. But, like, it's with Tricky Sam. So that makes this, to me, again, makes this all seem very, very valid, you know, very, very possible that he's has these abilities, you know, with passing a fake note, passing off something. And, you know, I mean, those are kind of like illusion and stuff, but at the same time, you know, this guy's got, he sounds like it's a whole other level.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's riding around with a dead cat in the basket of the legendary, I don't know, says that he is the cat that he sacrificed to the devil. But yeah, my brother, he said that he used to see them. My brother used to work at Wings over Greenville, and he said he used to see him all the time riding around on like the railroad tracks. And my brother Josh claims, I'm surprised that he didn't tell this story, that he'd see Sam riding that little thin, you know, wheeled English bicycle on railroad tracks, but not bumping up and down. Like he was riding on a cloud, man. Like he was just riding, like coasting, going 15, 20 miles an hour on a bike, you know, on this little thin wheeled bike on railroad tracks.
That's
man.
That's yeah, man.
Like he was riding on the rail.
No, on the little wood, you know, support parts, you know, but like, he was, you know, where you'd be bumping.
Yeah,
he'd be bumping up and down on that wood, you know. But like he said, he was just riding in the middle, just going smooth, man.
That's crazy.
Just like flying down the railroad tracks on this little English bicycle, dude.
Wow.
And
so surreal to see that, man. It's like some David Lynch movie kind of shit,
dude. For real, dude. Beyond some Blue Velvet shit, like you know, like there's like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of weird stories, dude, but. I don't know, man. I ain't making it up, though, bro, because, like, everybody, if you go to Greenville, if you say that name, some people would stop dead in their tracks and be like, dude, don't say that. That's bad luck. Like, some people just call him T.S. Gotcha. For real. Sometimes when I talk about him, people will be like, dude, don't talk about that guy. That shit's, like, real bad luck. My best friend, Charles, I don't know if you remember little Charles Humbles. That was Reese McGowan's little cousin. He's my best friend.
If you showed me a picture of him 15 years ago, then I might.
Yeah, yeah. little skate rat kids, us little skateboard kids, trying to hang out with the older kids, you know. And my best friend, he claims, this is so weird, because one night we were in Josh's apartment, and the way this story came out that my friend told me was that we were all sitting around telling Tricky Sam stories, and my best friend was like, dude, this is so bizarre, but I've never like really talked to anybody about this, but like he told us this story about how when he was a little kid they lived in Arapahoe or some close by, like little outside like town, like Winterville or something like that, outside of Greenville, like Wilson or something like that. Some of these weird named little parts in like little Washington and stuff like that. And the name escapes me right now, but whatever town he lived in, but they used to live in this little trailer and they lived down this really big gravel hill and like a real steep hill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he said him and his brother Mac were in the backyard playing, and his mom was inside when this incident occurred. And his mom even told me this shit for real happened. She said she was in the bathroom, and everything was fine when she went into the bathroom. She came back out like not even 2 minutes later after using the bathroom, and a whole like all the stuff in their kitchen was missing. Like they had this giant pickle jar full of change. Full of money that was missing from Charles's room. It was him and his brother's like piggy bank like type dealers, but it was one of those giant pickle jars, like the really, really big ones that you see like eggs in and shit at the gas station and stuff. And Charles said that like what he witnessed was crazy, was that the day that happened, his mom called the police and stuff because like their TV was missing, all this, like she stepped inside to use the bathroom, went back in, and like all their stuff's missing. And there's no like account of how it happened really.
Dude, that's wild.
He said that there was this old black guy riding this blue bicycle with the change jar in his arm, one handed on the bike up a gravel hill whistling.
Wow.
So no confirmation that it is Tricky Sam, but that's his. He was like, what if that dude was Tricky Sam? Like with the blue bike. He was like, I remember this guy vividly riding away with the change jar, and they reported it to the police. He said the police came to his house and like they were like trying to fingerprint like the windows and stuff. Nobody had opened the windows or came through the doors or anything. Damn, the footprints, like nothing like that. Like they couldn't tell like how the person, how someone could just come in within a minute and a half and steal your TV, all your money, your wallet, your purse, everything out of your house, you know, like steal all your shit just be out of there.
It's crazy that like so many people that you know have similar stories, you know, of
that guy.
That's weird. I mean, that's like, you know, you always have the weird guy in town, you know, stories, but they're usually like culminated like over time, and everybody shares the same sort of stories. But to have different people with different stories is really interesting, man. That's crazy.
It is, man. It is. I also heard this other one where they said that he wanted to, he was going to get this truck or something like that off this like dealership slot or whatever. And, he like went up there to talk to him, and they said like, he was like, I'm going to pay cash money for this truck. And they like laughed him off the lot, and he was pissed off. They were like, man, you need to get out of here. Like, you look like trouble. This dude's all dirty and old and hobo looking, like sketchy dude. Like, obviously, you know, he's Tricky fucking Sam, you know, a creepy dude. And he's like mad or whatever because they wouldn't let him pay with cash for the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe they thought the money was going to turn into confetti or some shit. I don't know, man.
Right.
But so he goes home and they part ways or whatever. And that night they said the truck that he wanted, that he inquired about, was trying to buy, goes missing off the lot, right? And all the paperwork inside the office of the dealership, like everything about this car was gone, dude. They couldn't find like the VIN numbers, everything, like all this stuff in the computer with the DMV, like everything was wiped clean, really? Like on this car. Yeah, they said like the filing cabinets were like missing. Well, I mean, not the file, the everything in the filing cabinets.
Yeah.
Documents. And, other people say that they saw him with the truck at his house, and they took the motor out of the truck one time, and he left the motor on cinder blocks right there in his driveway and drove the truck without the motor in it, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
people claim. This is what people claim.
Wow, man.
The neighbors seen him driving the truck around without the motor in it, dude.
Oh, man, I love these stories. Yeah, you know what I bet was in the cavity where the motor was? Was probably that box, dude. With that dead cat, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, he might have like took the basket off the bike and then like hooked it up in the and got some of this voodoo magic, man, with this damn dead cat skeleton.
That's
man.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I've also heard people you know, back to the bike, you know, with the power of the bike, you know, like I've heard people say that like they'd see him in like the town over or whatever riding his bike, and they'd be driving into Greenville, and you know, as fast as you can go in a car, you know, I mean, obviously you're going to beat the bike, but then they'd say that they'd see him at the place that they arrived.
Wow.
Somehow he'd beat him there. He'd beat people to town, like from another town over on a bike.
Wow.
And some people say that he'd be in several different places all at once.
Man, this guy needs a movie.
Yeah,
you know, you could.
Dude, it's weird, man.
Yeah, you could base a movie around this guy.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
And I actually was like, before, like we got, you know, like before I called in and stuff. Like earlier today, I was like, man, I wonder if there's any like videos on YouTube or like Google, you know, Tricky Sam, North Carolina. Like, sure enough, there's a couple like weird like blogs by like anonymous people telling their stories.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And one of them, I thought that was really weird. Some of it's like really bad, like someone couldn't spell, or like they're just like really weirdly written like paragraphs and stuff. But I suggest reading some of them on this Tricky Sam dude. But
yeah,
I read this one where it was kind of interesting. They were saying that they would he would go play poker at people's houses and stuff like that, at like these old like liquor houses and stuff like that. If you're not from the South, any listeners, if you don't know what a liquor house is, it's basically an illegal bar, basically like a place you can go where, mm-hmm. you know, you can buy a shot on your break at work or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they have like fish fries and,
yeah.
you know, families come out, bring the four wheelers, just a big ass party, basically. Okay. I try not to think of it as an illegal bar because it's more of just like a, it's more of like an alcoholic trap house.
Okay.
But yeah, he'd go to like these liquor houses and stuff and be playing poker with people. And he'd say he'd bet them anything that he could make people, he could take one person and put them in another room, make them go through the wall without hurting them. And that they said that he would make people disappear from one room and end up in another room locked behind the door. And the people would be freaking out, banging on the walls, trying to get out. And people would have to unlock the doors to get them out and let them out.
Wow.
So that he could make people teleport through walls and shit without breaking the walls or hurting the people. Like weird
shit. That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a little bit of some research.
Yeah,
and,
man.
We might have to have the voice of the listener and special correspondent Jeff Hubbard do some reading on some Tricky Sam stories if we can find any there.
That's really, man. Good. If you're from Greenville, like I it's not a surprise to have like a Tricky Sam story.
It just happens that
I have like 10 of them up my sleeve, like to be like, yeah, man, I've heard all these crazy stories about this guy. Like,
what's so crazy to me is I lived in Greenville for like 7 years.
And yeah, I was surprised that you hadn't heard of him. Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounds like he'd been there a while, and maybe I just wasn't in the right circles, but also, you know, I mean, it was a college town. That town was a party town. So, you know, there's a lot of memories that are very foggy from that time period of my life.
Yeah, it's weird, man. In a roundabout way, it's like, if, I don't know, without Art Lord, your band, I may have never been inspired by my brother and everything, you know, and like the Greenville music scene type stuff. He would have never started bringing me to house parties and these DIY art spaces and stuff. I might have never heard these stories, dude. Yeah,
right.
For sure, man. Yeah, so, yeah, cheers to you, bro.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
For sure, dude.
What a,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird. That's a trip. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's you know, have a folklore that evolves around somebody like that is part about what makes living in an interesting town fun and curious and
for sure,
you know,
until you run into him, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He fucking
yeah.
Tries to fucking get your underwear from you. Yeah, man.
does it sound, you know? Like, yeah, you don't want to run into that guy for sure.
Yeah. For sure. Fucking gnarly dude, man.
Is he still
gnarly
around? Is he still around?
I don't know, man. It was weird on that blog that I mentioned that I like read this weird story about the poker party shit and teleporting people through walls. Like, the person on there, they seemed to be like an older person typing the story.
Okay.
And at the end of it, they said something about how he died in the 70s or 80s. But I know people have seen this dude. I know people have seen this dude, you know, within the last 15, 20 years. I mean, he may be dead now, but at least when I'm 27 and when I was 17, he was alive.
Wow.
And people in Green, I'd be at a party and people would be like, oh man, we saw Sam down the street, or like for real, like he's a real ass dude. Like, whether he's dead or not,
right,
I don't really know, but like, he's a real fucking dude, like a real person. You know?
Wow.
It's not like some devil stomping ground urban legend shit that may or not be. Like, this dude's a real cat, you know, like,
which adds to
with a dead cat,
which adds to the mystery, you know,
the fact that
people would still see him around, you know.
Yeah.
But I thought that was weird, that you know, the stories that the blog thing was saying seemed to be from a really, really long time ago, like the 70s, 80s, uh-huh. something like that, you know, like, yeah. So I don't know. It's worth checking yeah. out. Tricky Sam, maybe the listeners, YouTube, Tricky Sam, yeah. Eastern North Carolina or no something. Kidding. Maybe we'll find no some people I'll with their to, stories.
I'll have to put some feelers out and, see if anybody that I know that's still in that area has heard of anything about Tricky Sam, like Micah or Gary from yeah. our past guests yeah. who have familiar with that. So yeah, I'll do that, and we'll look into get you know we'll look into those stories, and maybe we'll have to read some of those out loud.
Dude,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, legit, man. So yeah, I think that's about all I got, man.
Cool. Dude, those are awesome yeah. stories.
Great
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff, man.
Yeah, Josh was like, man, you got so many like funny good stories. You should just call in and tell some crazy drug stories or something. I was like, nah, man. And then like the one that never crossed my mind until recently. I mean, you guys have been doing this for like a while
well,
now, right? Like,
well, we
six plus months maybe.
Yeah, or? Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I was like, I'd been wanting to call in, but I was like, man, I just don't think I have anything yeah. good.
Well, you did.
And then we were like,
you do.
Yeah, we were sitting yeah. around like blazing one night, and he was like, dude, Tricky Sam, dude, all your Tricky Sam stories would be really, really funny. Like,
that's perfect.
Because I got some real weird ones, man, like fucking running around in cornfields at night, like in the dark, like on acid, or just like just the weirdest, crazy true stories. But like they're not really spooky as much as they are just like kind of funny. Yeah. Like you know.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have to get to hear those, and then we'll put those on as some kind of a side story.
Yeah,
kind of episode for or you know maybe that's a special special episode for in the future coming out, because we definitely know, you know, you're not the first person to tell me that particular kind of setup where. You know, they have some great funny stories that are, you know, not necessarily in the soberest of mind states, but yeah. we still yeah. love hearing that yeah. as well.
Yeah, for sure, man. For sure.
Yeah, man. Cool. Thank you. Thank you for taking your time to hang out with us, man. Talk.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, no doubt, man. Dude, glad always, y'all.
Glad we can make it happen. And yeah, those were cool. Those were cool stories.
Yeah, so. Man. Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Well, Tricky Sam.
Yeah, dude. Well, you think?
The weirdest whole thing though is that the big like gist,
uh-huh.
the big punch to the whole story, and I've said his name a bunch of times now, is that like everybody says that if you say his name that you're cursed.
Oh shit.
So we've done oh, I've shit. Done said his name a million
you
times.
You need to go,
you know,
go
so.
Get some sage, dude.
But kinda, you know? Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Maybe I'll get like an exorcist and then I'll have yeah, to call dude. You guys back
yeah,
and
no
tell
shit.
That weird stories or some shit.
No kidding.
All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, all right, brother.
Think,
hey.
Think of anything else, let us know, man. Yeah. We'll definitely have you back.
Okay.
And, like I said, we'll definitely set up a time to record your other stories. In the near future.
Definitely, man.
And
you're welcome yeah, anytime, man. Anytime.
Sure, for sure.
Word up.
Say hi all to your right. brother. And also before you leave,
will do.
You we're gonna let you plug your brand and all your stuff that your creative efforts, because we support our friends and our friends' creative efforts, and we want to, you know, really put that out there. So tell us about it. Give us a rundown.
So yeah, my name is Aaron Brookshire. I'm a MC, rapper, music man. I play a lot of instruments and stuff. Yeah, I'm just a musician, dad, skateboarder. I have a band called Speak and I with my brother Joshua, who's been on a previous mm-hmm. episode of What's Your Weird Story, telling the Pazuzu Alcarad. Yeah. Yeah. Murder story. Oh man, I got a weird story that I was so bummed that he didn't include my experience with the Pazuzu guy. Yeah. Like the whole weird thing is that like I was so bummed because I served this dude a hot dog a week before he got arrested.
Really?
Legit, dude. And they said that this dude never came out of that crap filled house. that he just wallowed in feces and animal, dead animals and garbage and shit. But this dude, legit, I remember he came to the restaurant I was working at, and I went outside to give him an order that he got. For it was like one of the nastiest hot dogs on the menu too, and it had like some garlic parmesan shit on it or something. Like it was just
wow, repulsive,
dude.
Oh my god!
But so what's weird is that like this was a week before this guy got busted with the bodies in his backyard.
Yeah,
and I go home and tell my wife. I was like, dude, there was this guy with these like face tattoos, but there was something about him. Like his teeth looked like sharpened and all this stuff. And, like, I served him this hot dog. I think it's that Pazuzu dude that everybody talks about, but he doesn't have dreadlocks. This guy had a shaved head.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, she was like, no, that can't be Pazuzu because he's got some really long dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. And we start, like, I Googled something about him, and this dude got away with murder already before he found with the bodies in his backyard. Yeah. They, like, led this dude down to the Yadkin River, which is, like, right near my house. And shot this dude in the back of the head. They said that this dude was a blind dude. He was like a drug dealer.
Okay.
Shot a blind dude in the back of the head.
Wow.
And so like we were reading that, and then like a week later, what do you fucking know? This dude gets busted with all these bodies in his backyard. And wow. I took this dude's money out of his hand and exchanged like shit with him. Like it was a weird feeling.
That's crazy.
And then his face in the newspaper, he had a shaved bald head with the tattoos. And I was like, what did I tell you? I knew this was that guy, baby. I was telling my wife, I was like, dude, that was Pazuzu.
Wow.
For sure, man. Pretty weird. Wow.
That is.
Yeah, we've been hearing about this guy for years, man. People would be like, oh, that's a bad dude, man. That's a bad motherfucker. And like, I'd be like, man, I'd kill that motherfucker. He's sacrificing cats and shit, man.
Yeah.
Like Tricky Sam, dude.
Right.
Yeah,
that fucking dude connection, dude.
Yeah.
The Pazuzu dude, they said he was like killing fucking cats for like magic powers and all that occult shit, you know?
Wow.
Sacrificing animals and shit, man.
Wow. That's crazy, yeah, man. Dude. That is crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And the girl, the babysitter girl, she picked up the phone, and there was a policeman on the other side, and he said, we've tracked the phone call, and it's coming from inside the house!
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
I love those urban legend stories.
Dude, I do too. And you remember the one where the girl, it's always the babysitter, or it's the kids making out in Lover's Lane, but there's the one where the girl comes up and she finds the kids are watching TV, and she turns them around, and their face has SpaghettiOs!
Oh, man. Or the hook guy. Remember the hook guy?
Oh, the hook. The hook was hanging from the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you got a story that is similar to any of those awesome urban legends, we want to hear it. Because, you know, those urban legends, man, they start off as somebody's true life weird story. It's got to be true somewhere. So, yeah. So I alluded to this earlier when Aaron was talking, but like there were a bunch of just literally crazy people there that spent a lot of time in downtown Greenville and hung out around there. And used to work at this record store down there. And there was this guy whose name was Gus. And Gus was well known and established in the downtown Greenville area there in the late 90s and early 2000s. And he was rumored to be not homeless, but he just appeared to be homeless. And he was definitely not mentally stable, but he had varying degrees of quality of thought on certain days.
Uh-huh.
He was an older African-American man. And he would walk around and he would just walk around all day downtown. And he always had a guitar with him that was probably had like two strings that worked.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, or sometimes more, but, you know, and he would like, you know, play his guitar but he would make up this crazy music and stuff. Or he would sing, you know, old songs. Rumor was that he was this really accomplished musician, and he used to be a studio musician, and that he and like Diana Ross, I think, back in the 70s, had an affair.
Oh, wow.
And then she broke, yeah, and then she broke it off, and then he couldn't handle it. But another rumor was that he was a Vietnam vet, and he got sprayed with Agent Orange, and that drove him crazy,
right,
and all this stuff. So there's all these different origins of what he did. But he used to always come in to the record store when I was working, and not just when I was working, but all the time. But he'd come in and he'd like give him a piece of paper. And he wanted a piece of paper. So he'd hand him a little note card and a pen, and he would be write down this stuff. He stank, of course, because he's outside all day and have good hygiene. But he'd write down all these crazy things like Kung Fu Cat versus Kung Fu Chicken, and like Gus, King of All Women, and all these weird random things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he would take it with him, and sometimes he would leave it. And one of my friends that I worked with, he started collecting all the notes. And I've got a few things that the notes left over from that. But he started collecting all these notes. And they were just, they were crazy. And it was sad because, I mean, it's obviously he suffered mental illness, mental health issues.
Right.
But at the same time, like, he also, at one point, one of our friends got him into studio and he recorded like three or four songs.
Okay.
And they're blues songs, and they're really like, they've got this weird, they're weird and they're amazing. And like there's one that's like fantastic that the guy that recorded him went in afterwards and put down like a little organ track to accompany Gus playing the guitar. And I know he put them up on, I think he put them up on Bandcamp or something like that. I'll see if I can dig around and find it.
I'd love to hear that.
It's really, really cool stuff. But it's just, you know, he was also known for, people would mess with him, you know, especially like, you know, some young drunk guys, frat guys on the weekends and stuff would mess with him. And Gus wouldn't put up with that.
Yeah.
If Gus liked you, it was cool. Mm-hmm. You know, you were cool.
Yep.
And everybody downtown, like all the punk rock kids and art school kids and all the people like that that hung around like the corner and stuff and Backdoor Skate Shop where they put on all the punk rock shows and everything. Everybody was really, if you were nice to Gus, you know, respectful or whatever, he was cool. He was harmless. Yep. But he was not aggressive. But if you got aggressive with him, he wouldn't put up with it. And there were more than one time that he broke, he went like El Kabong. You know, remember the old cartoon character El Kabong? He'd take his guitar and he'd bust it over somebody's head.
Oh, shit.
And somebody that deserved it.
Yeah.
And these were, you know, I mean, he had cheap guitars, but he always had a guitar. So we always figured he had like some family members around that took care of him and bought him a new guitar every once in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, he would do that, man. He would bust the guitar over somebody's head if it was they were fucking. And, you know, rightly so, because, you know, I mean, because this guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there? Of course.
You don't have to, don't mess with
don't
people, man. Don't be
course.
A dick. You know, don't poke a bear.
Right.
Don't be a dick. You know, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
None of those guys saw that he was going to get El Kabonged. And you know what? Nobody stuck around afterwards, you know, after he would do that to somebody. He'd get arrested quite a bit. He'd get chased off, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so.
Yeah, that's
just,
That's crazy. You never know where somebody's coming from. You don't know their story, you know? So, yeah, and that's wild. There's something about that's intriguing. The guy that is just so far out there that leaves the notes, and you're sort of looking into the mind of somebody that is, you know, teetering on, you know, the brink of reality, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, dude, there was very often Gus was in his own reality.
Sure.
Sure. More often than not, was his reality his, and not the one that the rest of us shared.
Right. So. Sure. Sure. Wow. Great, man. That was great. Interesting. Yep.
Barry, what do you think that people find the most far-fetched? Ghost stories or aliens as being the more unbelievable?
I would say aliens.
You know, I would agree with that probably too, because I think with ghosts, there's a part of the belief system that is abound throughout the world, and we want to have some kind of assurance of some form of life after death.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with aliens, it's unknown for sure. It's completely unknown. We have only our imagination. We don't have a lot of universal stories that we agree upon that these things exist, maybe.
To believe in aliens is to believe that we are not the sole existence of this world, which goes against a lot of belief systems.
It definitely does. But you know, the great thing about what we're doing here is we are open to all your stories about ghosts or aliens or anything in between or anything outside of. We're not here to judge. We're here to just talk. And to share. And we don't want you to think you're crazy, because you're not.
Hey, that's a nice t-shirt you got on there.
Oh, thanks, dude. It's brand new. Do you like that? It's one of the official What's Your Weird Story t-shirts.
Where'd you get that?
It's funny that you ask. I just got it off the brand new Spreadshirt.com site for the What's Your Weird Story podcast. There's no www. You just go straight to shop.spreadshirt.com/ what's without the apostrophe, WHATS hyphen YEO. -weird-story, and that'll take you right there.
I mean, you can never own enough clothing.
Well, that's true, Barry. There's t-shirts for the ladies, because, you know, they're cut differently. There's hoodies, which are really cool. There's two different kinds of hoodies, and there's also tote bags, so you can tote your stuff.
That's so cool, man.
So if you guys go out to spreadshirt.com, What's Your Weird Story, currently there are two designs, but there will be more going up very soon. So just keep your eyes out for that. And if you decide to get one of our shirts, tag yourself on Instagram to ours or Facebook. Show your love. Show us what you got. Let's see your true colors. Well, dude, Aaron, man, thank you for those stories. Hopefully you calling his name over and over did not get us cursed, and we will survive.
Knock on some wood.
Also, hopefully it won't curse all the listeners out there. We should probably do a curse warning before this, but
if you got sage, burn it, man.
Yeah. Burn what you got. So he says, yeah, thanks again, Aaron. I'm sure Aaron's probably burning something right now. thanks for joining us. We know we're going to have some good future stories on the wild side of, you know, of our, you know, some future special for the what your just say no stories or something. Thanks for being on, Aaron. Those were some crazy stories.
Yeah, that was really just the weird stuff that was happening, you know, around that guy. And, you know, that's one of those legends that just keeps growing and growing and growing. And it's like, you know, how much of that is based in reality, and how much of that is that people just wanting it to be true, you know? But regardless of it, it's a fascinating look into that that neck of the woods. And you know, it was just spooky weird stories, man. And and his link there also to Pazuzu, the hot dog story, which is wow, you know, just crazy, man. Crazy
it is. And you know, that's just some great color, you know, that local color that is also Weirdsville, you know.
Right.
I mean,
right,
that's, you know, again, we it's, you know, these local stories that are probably rooted in some kind of thing. His friends had seen Tricky Sam. He's seen, you know, he never met him, but, you know, or what, anything, but his brother seems so. I mean, there's this person going around, and, you know, it's just like, if you got stories, something like that, you got a local legend, you got something like that that you can tell us about, come and share it. We want to hear it. It's cool stuff. We probably never knew it, you know? I mean,
yeah.
And more people out there love hearing it. So, you know, share your stories. As always, we enjoy hearing them. And we look forward to chatting with you and connecting in the future.
Yeah, and it with what he was talking about, you know, led into you had a story about another weird cat that used to come around the record store. And, you know, I think there's enough weird folks around that area to probably keep us busy for quite a while.
for sure. And, well, you know, another thing that I want to point out is we're not trying to exploit these people, because I know Gus definitely had mental problems.
Sure.
But, you know, we played into his world. You know, he came in, he would ask us for a piece of paper and a pencil. And we let him have that, and then we let him be. We just let him exist, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't mess with him, just let him exist. Because, you know, when you did mess with him, he's going to hit you over the head with his guitar.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we're sharing these stories. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to let them exist. We're sharing these stories. We're not making fun of Gus or Tricky Sam. Certainly not Tricky Sam, because, you know, he may be supernatural in aspect. But, you know, we're not making fun. We're just sharing these stories because these are things that we've happened, that have happened to us. And we acknowledge that, you know, there's a route to, you know, other things. But, like, I don't want people to think that we're making fun of.
I don't think, you know, I think we handle it with respect, and you know, to deny that these folks aren't out there is just not telling the truth, you know. And so if you've got any weird stories like that, people that you've known, you know, get in touch with us, and we'd love to get you on.
All right, Weirdsville, thanks for listening once again, and we will see you, or we will be there with you in spirit, or at least in your ear holes, next week. Until then, be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.